In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Early in 1946, a few months after World War II had ended, the British novelist Sylvia Townsend Warner wrote this to her friend Paul Nordoff, an American composer who lived in New York. No one in wartime can quite escape the illusion that when the war ends, things will snap back to where they were, and that one will be the same age that one was when it began, and able to go on from where one has left off. Well, we haven't been through a war as such, but a global pandemic has similar ravaging effects: death and illness, deprivation, and especially in this pandemic, isolation. After going through such a collective experience, society inevitably changes, though, as Townsend Warner noted, the illusion that everything will stay the same can be hard to shake. When Townsend Warner and her partner, the poet Valentine Ackland, went to London for the first time after the war had ended, having spent the war years in rural Dorset, what they most noticed was how few people now wore hats. This may initially seem trivial, but the decline in hat wearing pointed to the ways in which society had shifted towards a more casual approach to dress, eradicating the social codes associated with hats for people of all classes. The levelling out experience of World War II, along with a pragmatic sense that no one was going to spend their clothing coupons on hats when other things were more essential in a time of rationing, speeded up changes that had already begun in the 20s and 30s. Further changes in fashion were signs of rapid societal change in ways that no one even in 1946 anticipated, from the slicked back hair and drainpipe trousers of the 1950s Teddy Boys and the rise of youth culture that they marked, to the miniskirts worn by the women of the 1960s as ideas about gender began to change so markedly. So what will you notice when the pandemic is finally declared over? What are you noticing already about the impact of the new normal? For me, it's the attitude of older people, and I include myself in that group, to technology and life online. Those of you who are students and choristers, born in the mid-1990s or later, you've never known a world without the internet, and consequently, you seamlessly intertwine online and offline life. For those of us who are older and remember what life was like before the World Wide Web, we kept up that division between online and offline for as long as we could. But work and daily living during the pandemic speeded up what was inevitable, our full entry into the digital age, the new normal now for most of us. Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. For the first followers of Jesus, who were of course Jewish, Pentecost, Shavuot, was a double celebration. It marked both the anniversary of the giving of the Torah by God to Moses and the Jewish people, and we heard a bit about that in the first reading from Exodus, and it was the Festival of Weeks, the beginning of the wheat harvest. In our second reading from Acts, we heard how Jews had travelled to Jerusalem from all over the diaspora to mark Shavuot. In this excited atmosphere of celebration in the crowded city, the followers of Jesus, gathered together, heard a sound like the rushing in of the wind. Tongues of fire settled over their heads, and they began to speak in a great multitude of languages. Everyone in the crowds, wherever they had come from, whatever language they spoke, could suddenly understand what the disciples were saying. The disciples' behaviour was giddy enough that some onlookers thought they were drunk, but Peter explained, "These people aren't drunk, they've had the Spirit poured upon them, just as Joel prophesied." In other words, God was there in their midst. At first glance then, Pentecost seems to be a feast that for the followers of Jesus had a clear before and after. For them, the feast was transformed into a new normal, one that celebrated a God that transcends all boundaries of language and culture. But the Anglican priest Giles Fraser, in his recent book Chosen, in which he explores his family roots in both Judaism and Christianity, as well as the tangled relationship between those two religions, questions this usual interpretation of Pentecost as heralding Christian universalism. Instead, he says, and here I'm quoting him, what is going on at Pentecost is not so much the birth of something new as the continuation of something very old, a very Jewish answer to a very Jewish problem. Pentecost is the story of God jumping the distance between himself and humanity. So let me suggest that the Feast of Pentecost might help us to think about the new normal in two ways. First, it reminds us that the new normal is not necessarily new. Rather, it's the emergence of a problem or a trend that's been around for a while, but the pandemic has exacerbated its urgency or the speed of change in such a way that we can't ignore it. We've got to sit up and take notice and take action. The pandemic has highlighted problems that we knew about before but now see more clearly. The ways in which those living in poverty have suffered more with a lack of access to medical care and vaccines. The fact that those on whom society depends most, the frontline workers, are often those least respected and lowest paid. The question is, will we choose and build a better, fairer new normal? Secondly, how does the big story of Pentecost, of God jumping the distance between God's self and humanity, as Fraser puts it, help us figure out who we are and, crucially, who we want to be individually and as a society in the midst of the challenges we face? The 20th century theologian Austin Farrer preached that the Pentecost event throws into question our assumptions about what holiness of life means and looks like. Pentecost, he says, had all the energy of a really great party. So much so that onlookers thought the disciples were drunk. What if God asks us to bring all of that party spirit to become fully who we are and to make society the best that it can be? Farrer calls it the uncorking that happened at Pentecost and says it's all about aligning ourselves with God's will, which is a joyous thing, finding the Holy Spirit in our midst and doing our part in bringing about that closing of the distance between God and humanity. In short, we are not alone as we face the challenges of the new normal. God is in our midst, cheering us on to bring all of ourselves with our best energy to the change that's inevitable, knowing that that change is not to be feared but embraced, so that we might help direct it in positive ways. Scripture talks about the Holy Spirit as the comforter, reminding us that we're not alone. But sometimes that can sound rather like a cosy blanket has been wrapped around us, and I'm not so sure it's so cosy at all. Rather, I think it's all about God saying, here I am, in your midst, by your side, as you get on with the work you're called to do. So off you go. Make the new normal the very best it can be. Amen.